Mexican border state governor draws line in sand after loss set as invasion. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 15, 2019. One day after Las Zetas cartel gunmen used armored trucks, machine guns, and grenades to invade the border city of Miguel Alemán, the Tamaulipas governor announced he would challenge the violent perpetrators directly. Those who think they can intimidate authorities are mistaken. On behalf of my government, there will be no truce with violent individuals. That is why I'm here, said Tamaulipas Governor Francisco Cabeza de Baca during his visit to Miguel Alemán in the aftermath. We will restore peace and order to the border region. Cabeza de Baca's statement comes after a large contingent from the Cartel del Noreste, CDN, faction of Los Zetas rolled east into Miguel Alemán, south of Roma, Texas, to clash with the Gulf Cartel. The skirmishes persisted for 2 days with thousands of rounds fired and makeshift armored vehicles or monstruos deployed. We are not going to use the tactics of no pasa nada. Nothing to see here, Cabeza de Baca said. Things are happening here, and we will act accordingly. During his visit, Cabeza de Baca condemned the recent removal of a military checkpoint in nearby Los Guerra, west of Miguel Alemán. That had been a containment measure to keep criminal organizations from entering Miguel Alemán, Cabeza de Baca said. I have been speaking with Public Safety Secretary Dr. Alfonso Durazo about the actions that must be taken to bring peace to this region of the Tamaulipas border. Estuvimos en el poblado Las Guerra, en las instalaciones de la ASIC. Ganadera, donde hasta hace algunas semanas se mantenía un retén con elementos militares cuya presencia inhibía el ingreso de los integrantes de la delincuencia organizada a la zona de Miguel Alemán. pic.twitter.com/mfqmf6ct4e. FCO. Cabeza de Baca, at FK Bezeta Veca, August 15, 2019. The border cities of Miguel Alemán and Camargo, just south of Roma in Rio Grande City, Texas, are long-standing magnets for violence as various criminal organizations fight for control of local smuggling corridors. The region lacks any physical barriers with the United States, save for the shallow waters of the Rio Grande and understaffed law enforcement. Some people seem to not remember the reason for the construction of a fort in Mier, a nearby town. It was with that purpose, Cabeza de Baca said. There are some of us who do remember what happened in the past, we will not allow. The recent shootouts in Miguel Alemán come days after Gulf Cartel gunmen fired from the Mexican side at several U.S. Border Patrol agents patrolling on the Rio Grande. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.